CBS, Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Germany, Reuters reporting. Germany's finance minister, Christian Lindner, took to the stage in these last hours in front of thousands of jeering farmers protesting against tax rises, and the minister told them there was no money for further subsidies. We're not talking about a few farmers. According to Reuters, Berlin has been brought to a near standstill by the demonstration by these farmers, filled one of its central avenues with trucks and tractors. 10,000 farmers arrived to cap a week of protests. At one point, the leader of the farmers' union, Joachim Ruckfried, took to the steps and said, "I have respect for every politician who is prepared to come to us." But then he had to take up the microphone away from the finance minister and say, "It makes no sense to boo him. Let him talk." I welcome Joseph Sternberg of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics. And he prepared me for this over a great deal of time. I had not expected it to show up in the midst of a Red Sea crisis, a Ukraine crisis, a Gaza war crisis, and an election year. But here it is. The farmers with these beautiful tractors in central Berlin and the finance minister of the coalition government saying, "I'm out of money," turning his pockets out. Joe, a very good evening to you. The farmers of Germany appear to have the same sort of power that the farmers of France have. What is the issue that Christian Lindner says, "I'm out of money"? Good evening to you.
Hey, John. So the issue is a special tax break that farmers in Germany get when they buy diesel fuel for their tractors or other agricultural vehicles. And to understand why this tax has drawn people out into the streets, we have to kind of take a step back and look at the bigger picture of what's going on here. So Germany is in the middle of a ruinously expensive net zero energy transition to try to eliminate carbon dioxide emissions to fight climate change. And they intend to do this over the next couple decades, and it is going to cost them huge amounts of money. And Berlin had hoped that they would be able to conceal the true cost of this by creating all of these special funds that would be off of the government's balance sheet, not subject to the federal balanced budget amendment that Germany has, that would allow them to dole out subsidies to lots of households, lots of businesses, to kind of get people through this very expensive energy transition. And then last November, the Federal Constitutional Court ruled on the issue of these special funds, these off-balance sheet vehicles. And the court said, "Oh, no, you don't. You have to put all of this onto the balance sheet because it has to be subject to the balanced budget amendment." So what's going on now is that Berlin, because of that court ruling and the costs of the net zero transition, is facing a huge hole in the federal government budget. It's about 30 billion euros right now, so somewhere in the neighborhood of 35 billion U.S. dollars. Eventually, that will become a total of 60 billion euros. And so one of the things that the government proposed as part of a much larger package to try to plug that budget hole was to scrap this subsidy for agricultural diesel fuel. And everyone thought it would be a winner politically because it would be pro-climate, since you are removing a subsidy for the consumption of a fossil fuel. And it would be pro-budget, because you're just removing a subsidy, so the government wouldn't have to free up that money anymore. Well, the farmers didn't think this was as good an idea as the politicians in Berlin did. So you've ended up having, over the past week, week and a half, these huge farmers' protests all over Germany. The tractors have been blocking town squares, have been blocking traffic. And it's because basically, you know, the government thought that it was in this race to plug the budget gap and keep the net zero climate transition on track. They have fallen down at the first hurdle, as it turns out that the farmers are not prepared to pay their share of this. And it raises the question, who else now will also not be prepared to pay their share of that?
Now, let me understand. The politicians were satisfied. Green was okay. The Free Democrats were okay. The Socialist Democrats were okay. They all agreed in the Bundestag, this is going to work. They didn't ask the farmers, Joe? They didn't ask Joachim, the head of the farmers' union?
Well, there were a couple things that were going on there. First off, and it's worth pointing out, although the farmers are getting a lot of attention, because if you're driving a tractor through the center of the national capital city, you will attract a lot of news cameras. The farmers aren't even the biggest losers from this budget deal that the government announced to try to deal with this Supreme Court ruling back in December. I mean, there are a bunch of other industries. Households are on course to lose much bigger amounts of money, because I mean, the amount that the farmers were going to lose was less than €1 billion out of this total of €30 billion that the government was trying to claw back in various forms. And the government almost immediately reversed course on one of the two things that the farmers were going to lose out on. The government had originally intended to also remove a subsidy, a tax break on agricultural vehicles that farmers get when they buy new tractors or new cars for use on the farm. And that subsidy has now been restored. So the farmers aren't even losing out on that. But it's one of these examples of where the government thought that it had come up with an overall compromise that was going to evenly distribute the pain of these budget cuts and the costs of net zero across the economy. It turns out that some of the people were not prepared to pay more as part of this big deal. And the other thing that's worth remembering is that from the perspective of climate policy, this is actually what a free market economist should want to do. I mean, if we're going to try to crack down on carbon emissions, if you really truly believe in net zero, then what you actually need are carbon taxes that will apply across the economy. And this equalizing the tax on diesel for agricultural uses versus other uses was a very small step in that direction. And it turns out that step, no matter how small it is not a step that German politics is prepared to take after all.
Minister Lindner seems to have not taken very good notes about what's going on with the farmers, because we come to this report from Reuters. The jeers grew louder when he said, "With the war in Ukraine, peace and freedom in Europe are threatened once again. So we have to invest once again in our security as we used to." And then the jeers started all over again. Joe, this is growing into a story about the European coalition with Ukraine. If I read this correctly, there are similar protests in Romania. That was over the grain coming out of Ukraine that was getting favorable treatment, I believe. We know the French farmers are always complaining, especially because they're congregated in Le Pen territory, who's looking to be the next president of France. I believe that the farmers everywhere are incensed by some of the green policies in different countries. Is there any organizing principle here, or am I just seeing random incidents that I'm collecting together because they're farmers? Is this the right? Is this the far right? Is this the center right? What is this?
Well, I think the key backdrop here is that Europe is much further down this climate transition than the U.S. is right now. And so that means that for Europe, this energy transition is becoming more and more expensive, and it's becoming harder and harder to deal with the costs of that. And so I think that what you're finding is that governments are being forced, of necessity, if they are serious about doing net zero, to start imposing more costs on segments of society that have not had to bear those costs before. And it seems to be the case that agriculture, that the farmers are just happen to be one of the first segments of society to really get caught by this expanding wave of net zero policies. And farmers already were pretty well organized politically, so it's easier for them to stage this kind of protest than, for example, would be for disparate households who might be forced to buy heat pumps or invest tens of thousands of euros in new home insulation. So I think that's why it's showing up in farmers. I want to be clear here. Don't have too much sympathy for the farmers, because European farmers are ridiculously oversubsidized and enjoy preposterous levels of trade protectionism that shelters them from imports. One of the reasons that they're unhappy about grain imports from Ukraine is that European farmers have profited handsomely from the increase in food prices that households have had to bear over the past couple of years as a result of the Ukraine war. And the farmers don't want to give up those excess profits. So, you know, don't feel bad for them. They probably can afford to pay these diesel taxes. The point is just this political point about net zero, which is that it does turn out that people are not willingly going to pay these extra costs. And so I think governments, if they really want to continue going down that road of the climate policies, are going to have to prepare for a world where they are going to face more of this kind of protest.
There's no indication from this story, and I ask your measure, does this in any way connect with Alternative for Deutschland, the rising party on the right? Does that tends to be protectionist and anti-immigrant. Is it also pro-farmer?
My sense is that they have been very happy to piggyback on this agricultural protest movement, do their part to stir it up, particularly to the extent that these protests are happening in parts of the former East Germany, which is the electoral heartland for the AfD party, as a protest. But I think that this is an example of how mainstream political parties are going to now have to grapple with the fact that not only can you create this kind of discontent with things like the net zero budgeting policy and the diesel tax and all of the rest of it, this time, as opposed perhaps to years past, there are political movements that are prepared to capitalize on that. And you saw this in the Netherlands, where an agricultural protest movement about, in that instance, part of it was to do with net zero and part of it was rules about nitrogen emissions. But the agricultural protest movement against the government there discovered that it could have a political home with the pre-existing movement of Geert Wilders, who then ended up winning the last election there in November. So I think that's a new development. You know, because AfD is there in Germany already, there is now a place for disaffected voters to go when it comes time to vote.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes the political economics column for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. We're going to go to London, life in London, and something that sounds like it's out of the movies, but it's not. The post office scandal. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.